Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is already Friday, May 22nd, right? It's the 22nd. Wow, already. Memorial Day weekend is here. 23rd, 24th, the 25th of May is Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Good morning. This is your host, Jamie's Journal. We are on for a half an hour, so tell somebody to tune in. We have another story from our special guest to hear some special things. We are in the month of May. We have decided to celebrate the mothers, to celebrate the ones that have given their life, have sacrificed, have given up the time, given up, you know, their business, giving up their, you know, and let me say this, mothers today, a lot of times don't even get to live their dreams because they're so busy trying to fulfill and help their children, their grandchildren, and they don't even get time to write down or focus on the things that they need to get done. And we are just celebrating them on today. We are celebrating them. I know my mom's listening. I know she's working, but she's listening. But I want to thank you, everybody, for who is joining. And, you know, put on your Facebook page. Put on your Instagram page. Tell somebody to tune in, 626-696-8. You know, you want to tell somebody to tune in. And I saw it, like I said yesterday, the Mompreneurs Conference couldn't have gone on without me writing a book about mompreneurs. You know, this is the first time that I've decided to do this. Maybe next year, maybe part two. But for right now, mompreneurs, this mompreneurs book, I believe, is one of the things that I've decided to step out of my comfort zone and write. Step out of the usual and write. This is not something that I just decided to do. This is something that I decided to think of moms today and think of how they sacrificed, you know, their time to help their children. So, you know, this Mompreneurs book, you can still get it. It is, I didn't put it on any Lulu, Amazon yet, but I'm getting there. I just saw it yesterday and I was working with my nephew. But it's going to be on Amazon. I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to be on Lulu.com so you can get it. But today, still, the special is you can email me and I will give you the special. You know, that is my gift to you this month. But today we have a special guest and I don't want to belabor the time. This guest has been on yesterday. She shared her story about being a mother, about being in business, about growing from day to day and being a middle child. Actually, I'm a middle child myself. I have an older brother and a younger sister, so I can relate to some of the things that Dr. Arlene Spann said yesterday. And let's see if she's on the line and she's stable and she's sitting at her desk waiting to speak. Good morning, Dr. Spann. Are you there?
I am here, Jamie. Yes, alive and well, ready on this nice, sunny, and breezy day here in Maryland, ready to greet our listeners. Hopefully they have their pens, their pads, and they are ready to give to this world. So I am ready this morning. Yes, I am.
All right. You are ready and you are stable. You are sitting at your desk. You're ready. I think we're ready too. You know, the mompreneurs today are ready. I told everybody, I put it on Instagram, I put it on Facebook. So they should be ready just about now. If not, they're preparing to get their pens and papers out. But I realized that you talked about so much yesterday that maybe you want to just bring out a couple more points that we can relate to about your story. It was so great to hear a person that has gone through so much. But yet again, we don't want to forget about the mountains and the struggles that we all been through. So what is it today that you're going to share with us about your story?
Today I'm going to tell you about, and I need you to write just three simple alphabets down. Three alphabets. And those alphabets spell out the word C. So put them like vertically coming down. And what I want you to write is just S-E-E, which is simply the word C. Just like look outside, and what do you see? And look up in the air, and what do you see? Write down the word C. Because today we're going to talk about C in a different way. Because as a mompreneur, I would like for you to see yourself a little bit differently. I would like for you to seize every experience. That's right. Seize every experience. Because every experience that you have in your life, seize the moments, but because you never know if based on that experience that you've had as a mom or even prior to becoming a mom, if that experience is something that would propel you to become a mompreneur or that will propel you to be where you are in your career today. So see everything through the lenses of seizing every experience. So that's what we're going to talk about today, Jamie. How do we seize every experience? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So, yes.
So take it away.
All right. So what do Arlene Spann, or Dr. Arlene Spann, as many refer to me now, what do you mean by seize every experience? As I spoke about yesterday, I gave you and Jamie gave you a quick overview of, I talked a little bit about my family history. I talked a little bit about coming up in the South. I talked a little bit about living on the farm. I talked about how our family would take whatever we had and some way, somehow, it became an opportunity to bring in revenue for our home. So from that experience of seeing what my parents did, that helped me to be where I am today. Now, I shared a little bit yesterday about the fact that with my health, and I'm going to focus on health today, and that's how we're going to seize this opportunity. My health, and I shared, when I went to the doctor, I was given a report, and that report was not a good report. It was a sad report, actually, because the doctor shared with me about being diabetic, or at least pre-diabetic, and shared with me about having high cholesterol, and shared with me the fact, and she didn't have to share with me this. I should have known based on my height of 4'11" that I was overweight. I should have known that. She didn't have to share that, and it should not have been shocking to me at all when she said that. But some way, somehow, it was. So you know how we do. We're in denial about things, and I think that's the stage where I was somewhat when the doctor made that announcement to me that I was overweight. But in sharing my story about seizing and becoming a mom entrepreneur, prior to 2014, I did not have a book. Prior to 2014, I did not, well, let me see, I think the company was birthed actually in 2013. So I want you to understand that because of the experience that I went through with weight loss, because of what happened with me and me seizing that opportunity, me seizing the experience of what happened in my life, I am able now. I wasn't on anybody's blog talk radio show. All I was trying to do was survive. All I was trying to do is understand how I got to the place of being 183 pounds in a 4'11" body. All I was trying to do was figure out what caused me to be that way. And when I figured it out, moms, and found out that a big part of that was the fact that so many things had transpired in my life that I had not allowed myself to grieve. That's right. I had not allowed myself to grieve properly over the loss of several loved ones within very short spans of time. And as a result of that, I used food, like I shared on yesterday in yesterday's broadcast. Food became my comforter. Food became my all in all. Because understand me, food would not respond back negatively as far as verbally was concerned. Of course, in health-wise, it would. But I did not see the food as being harmful to me at that time. And the problem was the choices that I made. So as you're seizing every experience, look at what you're doing. Look at how you solve problems. Look at how you've turned things around in your own life. And see, based on what you have done, if it would be of benefit to someone else. Because that's what I did. I seized the opportunity because I understood that there were more people out here in this world who did not know how to grieve properly. So I understood that that was a problem that many had, and I put what my experience was in a book. And then I started an organization where now I speak with people about grief. That was not something that I was talking about before. I speak to people about weight loss. That was not something that I was talking to them about before. So when I look at my own experience, that helped me to be able to help those who are out there much like me, those who are saying to themselves, I'm struggling with understanding which foods I should eat in order to lose weight. Now I'm better able to help people. I didn't have that before. As I learned, now I can share. There are people out there like me, like I have even on my book, where I ask you this question. Are you or someone you know trapped in a zombie-like existence? You're just walking around day to day. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to turn to. That was me. And because of what I experienced, and because of me allowing others to teach me, allowing others to train me, allowing others to show me a better way for eating, allowing others to show me how to do things God's way, as a result of that, now I'm able to assist others. So when you see yourself, think about what it is that you're doing. Now, my system that God allowed me to put in place, and it's really his system, because everything that's done is based on all of his, what's in his scripture, and it's about sweats. And in that sweat system, I've shared that on this program on Jamie's Journal many times, but I'll share it once again. And that system is simply this. It's sweating not the way you think, even though you can use that, even though you definitely need to move your body. But sweats in this instance, as a mompreneur, is simply this. You're going to look at your body. No one wants to be in a dehydrated state. No one wants to find themselves sitting in a doctor's or a hospital room with IVs running through your veins because you just didn't drink enough water. So the SW in the sweat system is supply water. Now, many of the things that add pounds or better add waste to our body are additives, things that are put in food just to make them taste good in some instances, things that are put in foods just as fillers, things that are put in food that cause you to crave or become addictive. So in many foods, we have additives. We have trans fats. We have sodium. Those are the things, if something comes already prepackaged, what I do is I share with people what to look for, how to read labels. I seize the opportunity. I seized the experience in my life, looked and saw the impact that the system had on me, and said, wow, why don't I do the same thing for other people? So that's the reason I have Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program. That's the reason I have the e-book, Are You Ready to Sweat?, where you're able to actually see some of the things that you can do to make yourself a healthier you right now. Because I know and understand that it's a struggle when we want to be healthy. It's a struggle when it's all our life we've taken and we've put weight on and we've eaten in a certain manner. And now you're coming and saying, okay, eat some fruits and vegetables. And you're saying, eat avocados. And you're saying, eat some grains. You're saying, eat some nuts over here. And you're saying, put a little almonds over here. And you're saying things like, well, maybe you want to switch out the regular milk and take some almond milk. Or now you're just learning and training yourself, which is what I did, to eat a little differently, to eat healthier, so that you are around as a mom to fulfill all the things that you need to do in your family, so that you can be the mother that comforts your children and your husband if you're married. You can be that mother that goes out and you're glorifying God. You can be the mother that trains the younger women and teach them how they too can be entrepreneurs. You can encourage one another. So what I'm talking about today is simply this. Look at what you're doing. Look at what has happened to you in the past. See how you can take the experiences that you have had, turn them around into some form of an enterprise for yourself so that you're better able to not only help your own family, but you're able to help those in society as well. So, Jamie, didn't have much. That's all I had for today. And I had a question on my book, and it says this. Have you determined to make things better but don't know where to begin? That's a question for thought. Have you determined to make things better but don't know where to begin? And if you start looking at the experiences that you've had in your life, the successes and even the failures, because even through some of your failures, you're coming and you're trying to learn what caused me to fail. And once you find the answer and the solution to that problem, now you can help other people as well and let them know how they too can solve the same problem that you had. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So you decided to talk on health today. And I thought that was what you were going to talk about because so many of us that are listening to us are not in the perfect health shape, you know, because we do. As I was thinking and hearing you speak, I think this week I was thinking about my health and the things that I'm eating and the things that I'm drinking. And I don't know what it is. Last night I got heartburn in the middle of the night, and I got up just coughing and throwing up some stuff. And, oh, my goodness, it was not a good experience. And that was the first time I ever had heartburn. And I'm pretty young for having that. So, you know, when I think on health, this week I thought about the steps that I'm taking and the things that I'm developing. And I said, I have not been out walking yet, you know, because there's so much stuff going on. But in the last couple of years, I remember me getting up in the morning. I remember me putting on my stuff and just walking, you know. And that's what we need to do. And that's what I have not done. So some of the experiences that we go through on a day-to-day basis, we need to think about continuously. But the one thing that I really, really thought about from myself is how have I been eating, you know? I think this year one of the things I really want to focus on is my eating. I know a lot of times, you know, I eat crazy, you know. But, you know, a lot of us have to narrow down one thing about health. One thing, because I was thinking this week, I said, how have I been eating? Have I been getting up drinking water? Have I been drinking water all day? Have I been drinking it throughout the day? Have I been drinking it every minute, every second, every moment? You know, or, you know, am I going some days without drinking any water at all? You know, and I try not to do that. You know, so even if I walk out the door and it's the hottest day of the year, I should always have a water bottle with me. I should always be getting up, drinking my water day to day. Even when I get up in the morning, I try and drink water before I drink tea, before I drink coffee. You know, and we should get in the habit of doing at least one thing. One thing, you know, I've always, every single time I went to the doctor, there's always been a negative. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do that. Oh, you have this. Oh, you have that. There's always going to be a negative when you go to the doctors. And we all know it. But by the time we come home, we don't adjust to the things that the doctor says sometimes. Sometimes we say, we don't have it. You know, and then we have to suffer the consequences. But I think the major thing on health is to focus on one thing. One, because a lot of times I remember when going through diets, and we don't say diets anymore, going through books, and we don't really go through diet books anymore, going through life, we get so focused on the next step and the next thing, and we lose our step and our focus. You know, we're trying to conquer this mountain, and we can't conquer it because there's too many steps involved. There's too many things going on. Oh, my God, I got to exercise. Okay, now I got to eat right. Okay, now I got to exercise again. Okay, now I got to take care of the kids, the dog, the cat. And then come home and cook dinner. There's too many steps involved sometimes. The dance sometimes is too hard. The mountain that we're trying to conquer is too much. So if you just focus, get up tomorrow, get up, you know, before June starts and says, I'm gonna just conquer this one thing. Get up and drink a glass of water, you'll be better than getting up to drinking some soda or eating a cookie or just eating what you want to eat, you know, because it's not fun when you're at the beach and you can't hardly get up from the sand or, you know, you're sitting in this low chair and you can't get up or there's something that you can't do. Your nephew says, run around with me, and you can't run, you know, or, you know, you're going through these challenges, and you're like, why can't I accomplish it? Because you're not focused on one thing a day, one or two things a day, to get yourself started and more motivated to feel better about yourself. So I totally agree. I totally agree on the health part, because I know that there's people out there today, there's moms out there listening. I said, oh, my God, I'm just so busy. I'm so worn down, and I don't know what to do. Yeah, you are, but you're not taking just one step and saying, you know what, I listened to the ladies this week. I'm going to do one thing and get up and just drink a glass of water.
And, Jamie, may I interrupt you real quick? Just real quick,
sure,
everyone has, they got C, right, which is sees every experience. But I want them to put down walk, because remember our Savior Jesus walked. But I want them to put walk down and write beside it, because they have to have activity too. So this is the activity for the week. It's simple through the Memorial Day holiday. You can do this very simply. And write the word walk, and walk is this for you. Walk stands for wave and act like a kid. Okay, let's say that again. What are we going to do? We're going to wave, like wave your hands in the air, waving like you just don't care. Okay, you're going to wave, all right? An activity, wave. And after you finish waving, you're going to act like a kid. Go back to the days of your childhood. Remember what you were doing. Remember the activity. So go back and act like a kid. And when you wave and act like a kid, now you're walking. So see yourself walking for the holiday. That's the activity that we're asking you to do. Yes, you're going to have your water bottle and you're going to drink the water along the way, but you're going to see yourself walking as you're waving, and what are you going to be doing? You're going to act like a kid. All right, act like a kid. I think I'm waving right now. You can't see me, but if Prince could see me, he could see me waving my hand in the air. Purple rain, purple. Okay, back to you, Jamie. I'm being silly. Back to you.
Uh-oh. So how can we get in touch? Do we want to tell you how we did through the Memorial Day weekend?
You can get in touch with me by and I want to give away something free, so get in touch with me this way today. Today you're going to get in touch with me by, you're going to text the word SWEATS, that's SWEATS, to 80123, that's 80123. And when you do that, I'm going to send you, I don't know, maybe the free downloadable MP3. I'll send you something. Healthier Today. Ooh. Or something. I'll look through my arsenal and see what I have and send you something. But see yourself walking and waving this weekend. Go wave and walk, people. Back to you, Jamie.
Even if it's just down the street and back.
Exactly.
Just wave. Just walk and wave. Walk and wave. Walk and wave.
Because that's what mompreneurs do. Mompreneurs, they're a woman of action, so go be active.
That's right. Memorial Day, we usually don't do anything, but this Memorial Day, I hope we're going to the park. So we're going to sit at the beach. So I will be walking and waving and you know, talking to people, you know, building a relationship and seeing, you know, how can I help benefit them? So it's always something that you can do instead of just sitting there saying, it's another holiday, and I don't have nothing else to do. No, get out and walk and wave and stay active and think like a kid. Act like a kid. So, thank you. I know, right? Thank you, Dr. Arlene Stan, for the health nuggets. We have about 1 minute left, and I want to thank you, everybody, for joining me for this Mompreneurs Conference. Next week, we will be on again this Thursday and Friday at 10 a.m. I may have a special for you maybe on Wednesday. I got to see what my plans are, but I want to thank you for joining me for this Mompreneurs Conference. And go out there and still celebrate somebody. That's the key for the month. Celebrate not only somebody, but your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. Go celebrate somebody this Memorial Day weekend. And I want to say God bless you and have an awesome, awesome holiday. And I'll see you again on next week. Have a good walking, thinking like a kid. Keep on waving. And I'll see you next week on Jamie's Journal.
All right.